Welcome back to Shoot the Bull with Ag Commissioner Sid Miller. What can you tell us about the new vegetable research facility in South Texas?
Well, I have a lot to share, Tony. Everyone is hitting the ground running at the new Rio Grande Valley Vegetable Research and Educational Building. The center is working towards helping Texas and our vegetable production industry, all through high-tech vegetable research.
What are the plans for the facility?
Well, this new facility will support the local and state vegetable industry by conducting research on vegetable breeding and genetics, cropping systems, as well as vegetable marketing and economics.
Well, how is it going to affect South Texas?
Well, according to A&M, the Valley produces $60 million worth of vegetables each year. Some of the vegetables produced include watermelons, onions, cabbage, carrots, potatoes. And A&M conducted surveys to develop strategies to help address critical issues facing these farmers.
What are some of those issues?
Well, everything from pest and disease control to produce quality to marketing and natural resource management. AgriLife will work hard to research the issues and help create solutions and resources to combat them. The overall goal is simple, to help increase vegetable production right here in Texas.
How will this benefit everyone else?
Well, they're working on developing new vegetable cultivars at the Westco facility. These cultivars will be better suited to the growing conditions in South Texas. The goal is increased production and profitability, which translate into consumers getting to enjoy more fresh vegetables that are produced locally at a reasonable price, and it's an overall positive benefit for our economy.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.